Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Now available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, PodcastOne.com, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
A big thank you to our sponsors for this week. They are Caldrea. Get free shipping on orders of $50 or more when you buy online at Caldrea.com. Hammett. Visit Hammett.com and chat with their team and mention House of Kim to get a complimentary gift. Be sure to check out the episode's notes for more information on our amazing sponsors.
Podcast One presents House of Kim with Kim Zolciak-Bierman. Join Kim, her husband, and six children as she shares her journey to success and the positive mentality that brought her there. Come on in and make yourself at home. Now, here's your host, Kim Zolciak-Bierman.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to this episode of House of Kim. What's poppin', love?
Not much. Welcome, welcome. Thanks for tuning in.
Lots to talk about today, okay,
lots.
You guys? Lots to talk about. My birthday. Ariana graduated.
Graduation.
Salty K.
Swimsuits.
Corey thinks I'm crazy.
What? No, I don't.
Yep, he does.
I don't know.
Okay, let's jump into my birthday, you guys. Okay, first of all, you know that Brielle gives me my gifts early. So she gave me my gift, which was this handbag that I really, 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 really wanted, which I love. I woke up on my birthday, and Mother's Day and my birthday always kind of merge. But what did I do on my birthday, babe? My kids, what's really great about the kids right now is their ages, because they can hand make these cards. And so they're so sweet. And KJ's card just said, or how did it, you know, you're the best mom ever. Mm-hmm. You're so beautiful. Don't forget. Don't ever forget how
beautiful
you are. He just kept going on.
Three different times he mentioned, like, don't forget. I don't want you to forget. Don't forget.
Yeah, it was so cute. And then, of course, I love you, Mom. So their cards were so, 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 so sweet. So that was really, really awesome and special. I got some lingerie from my husband, which is always amazing because you guys know I'm obsessed with it. Now, listen, when I was reading The Game of Life and How to Play It, which I like to refresh my mind every so often with this book, in the book, it says that you have to use what you buy. And if not, then it's like bad karmic law, basically. So long story short, I have every piece of lingerie ever made by Agent Provocateur. And then I also am now becoming obsessed with Honey Bernadette. And I never wear it. And I don't even have to, like, it's not like I have to wear it to, like, you know, have relations with my husband. It's not really that. I just love it in general. I love the way it makes me feel. And I just love the way. So I try it on when I get it. I purchase it. And then I never wear it. So my new pack now is to wear it no matter what. Even if it's just, like, under a shirt for the day or something, which I haven't put a shirt on in 2 months. But, you know.
Well, I think the issue, or whatever you want to call it, is so you buy it, right? And you're trying it on, you love it, you keep it, and you have all these grand plans.
Yeah.
Right? Everybody,
right.
When you buy something new, you always have these grand plans of how you're going to use it.
Mm-hmm.
And then for whatever reason, a lot of times it never works out that way. So then that time just keeps passing, waiting for those grand plans to present themselves or to create themselves, per se. And when they don't, then you're like, you kind of forget about it. And then by then you're already buying new stuff, making new grand plans for them.
I keep texting my girl at Agent Provocateur on Madison Ave in New York. That's where I get all my stuff from. I shopped with the same girl, Rachel, for many years, and she had left the company. And now I shop with this other girl who I adore. And I keep texting her like, are you guys back to work yet? Are you back to work yet? I can get it offline, but that's not the same. So anyways, hopefully in the next couple of weeks, they'll be back to work and up and running, because I definitely miss my shipments. Okay, you guys. So,
well, you went, so then we laid at the pool.
We laid at the pool.
Yep.
Just hung out. It was just, chill. Everything was perfect great. Day. It was a perfect, perfect day. And then Croy and I went to the melting pot. Well, first of all, Croy and I never get photos together. And Brielle was like adamant before we left, which made us late to our reservation, which is normal for us, me. So she made us take these pictures. And I, you know, I was going to get like for my birthday or whatever, Croy's birthday, we get dressed up and I buy a new outfit. I didn't even buy a new outfit this year. I didn't even think about it. So I just decided I was just going to wear these really cute shoes that I'd wanted to wear for the last 2 months and just a white t-shirt and jeans, and Croy just something simple too. It was just very, very casual, which was great. There was no pressure to like get all dressed up and not be able to breathe in my dress.
Zipper break.
Yeah, none of that. So it was really great. Everything went really smoothly. I was so excited to go out. So we went to the Melting Pot, and I didn't, that's my, one of my favorite places anyway, the one in Roswell. We've been going there for a gazillion years. Really strange to walk in and everybody has masks on. The energy's weird, right? I think in a lot of places.
Nervous.
And what's cool there is that the tables are all kind of divided. So even though there was like somebody next to us, there was a huge, what did you call it?
A partition. It's like a wood wall.
Yeah, between us. And I know it's called a partition. I don't know why I asked that.
Yeah.
Anyways, so that works out great if you guys want to go out to dinner and like just kind of see what it's about. But we had a really, really great dinner. You guys, I eat so much there that like the next day I don't feel good. Okay. I eat more cheese and pretzel bread than you could even fathom in your mind. That by the time I get to like my ravioli or my taquitos or whatever they call them, not taquitos, taquettes.
Saquettes.
Yeah. Taquitos is what KJ keeps wanting me to buy from the from the frozen food section.
Saquettes.
At Publix, which is funny because when I was pregnant with KJ, I kept begging Croy to take me to Quick Trip to get taquitos from like their little, and he's like, you know, you're going to get food poisoning from there. You're not going there. And so I wanted them so bad. And KJ, I bought him a box of frozen ones, like, I don't know, 2 weeks ago on a side note.
Might as well chew on cardboard.
And he's like, Mom, give me those taquitos again. Four boxes from Instacart. I'm like, okay, KJ. But anyways,
they're terrible.
They're not terrible.
They're so dry. And
you use sour cream and Taco Bell hot sauce.
You might as well chew on cardboard.
No, they're so good. But anyways, KJ must have wanted me to really have them when I was pregnant with him. So anyway, so we had a really good dinner. The next day I was like so stuffed and so full. It was so great. I had my period. You guys know how it is. I always have my period. Valentine's Day, my birthday, Christmas, it doesn't matter. So that was always a great present. I mean, I guess it was just a really, really amazing day. You know,
it was chill, definitely different. Just
the girls got me, I've been really into these, well, the girls, Croy, everybody got me these, this cake from Screaming Nuts, which is, if you guys have not had donuts from Screaming Nuts, I'm not into the whole cereal Fruit Loops on top or Cinnamon Toast Crunch shit, but they have an Oreo cookie or Oreo donut. You guys, there is nothing like it. It's called Scream In Nuts, and it's at North Point or around North Point Mall. Mm-hmm. And they're in like a, I guess they're not in like right on the road. You have to kind of drive into a shopping center, but they've been super busy because the radio station or something just did a big article on them as well. Right. Or no, a TV station, maybe WSB TV or something did a big thing on them.
Yeah, I believe so.
Anyway, super nice couple from Australia. And so they got me this Oreo cookie donut cake, which sounds like just like a fat ass, it's right? Fantastic. It just sounds like gross, like just too much. And it wasn't. It was f-ing so good. Okay. It was like smushed donuts with a very, very light. Their frosting's awesome.
Yeah, that's what makes it.
It's not like a buttercream. Yeah, it's a donut recipe and their frosting.
And their base frosting. So then what they do, like you can't get over the top, like you said, with all kinds of on top of them. But if you just, their base.
They have a vanilla one too. Vanilla frosted, chocolate frosted, peanut butter. Mm-hmm.
But their base frosting is what makes them so good. Then you can go all extra.
But they also have ice cream. I'm not an ice cream fan, but Brielle says their ice cream is like out of this world. Unreal. You had it?
Yeah.
Oh, they say it's unbelievable.
They brought some home and left it in the freezer, and one night I busted into it.
That's funny. I don't like ice cream, so it doesn't faze me in the least. But anyways, if you guys have not had their donuts, they're so good and a nice treat. We've been getting them every 3 days here. So
yeah, no cake makers are open. Nobody's making
cakes. I can't even get a cake for KJ. Yeah. If anybody knows anybody that can make me a New England Patriots cake for KJ, an amazing cake that tastes great, I could have called my guy Joshua.
Well, yeah, but I don't think anybody's working.
Well, if anybody knows a cake maker, I'm going to contact my guy Joshua, but he's been doing some TV shows now and he's big time. So he's really sweet. He did our wedding cake years and years ago.
Yeah, he may not even be in Georgia.
Yeah, I'll have to find out. But anyways, if anybody does know a birthday cake maker, my lady from Gigi Cupcakes is not open at the forum. So I need somebody to do that for me, please. Just like a buttercream vanilla cake, three layers. He has a vision. So please email Kim at kimzolciak.com if you're in the area and know somebody that can make an amazing cake. You guys, Caldrea, if you're just joining us, I did talk about it on last week's podcast, but Caldrea is a consciously crafted home and body care brand that combines thoughtful ingredients with delectable scents, making caring for ourselves and our home a beautiful experience, you guys. The finishing touch to creating a beautiful homekeeping experience is Caldrea's air care products. They transform your home with your favorite fragrances, immersing you in luxury in every single room. I don't know about you guys, but for me, when I have a candle lit or I spray that linen spray, room spray, on my sheets or in my room, it's refreshing. It puts me in a great mood, and they have a fragrance for every mood and every room. I just wanted to read you guys a couple of their reviews from their website. Somebody said, "A heaven in a bottle." I had guests at our table asking about that heavenly smell, and of course I tell them it's Caldrea. "I just adore Caldrea's entire line of sea salt neroli. The candle is so delightful. Its fragrance helps to keep that lovely, light, beautiful sea salt neroli in my home. When I need a little pick-me-up, I'll light the candle in the kitchen. It's not overpowering, just that lovely fragrance throughout. Simply beautiful. It is my favorite." You guys, this really brightens up my mood. Head over to Caldrea.com. Get free shipping on orders of $50 or more when you buy online at Caldrea.com. That's Caldrea.com. Visit Caldrea.com and find your signature scent. But anyway, okay, so my birthday was great. Everything was amazing. I just had a really good time. I can't believe I'm 42. Such a blessing. I felt really young on Tuesday on my birthday. I felt like really, really, yeah, I felt really young.
Fabulous.
And today I'm...
feeling young.
Okay.
Yep.
Sure. Okay, you guys, let's jump to Salty K. Salty K, my daughter's... well, Salty K is my swimwear line that is amazing, that is launching or available June 1st. You can follow Salty K Swim on Instagram. We're at 28,000 followers right now, which is unbelievable because we haven't even launched. Such a blessing. Salty K is my passion. I'm going to share a story with you guys. I was going to do a swimwear line a couple years. No, let's see. Maybe 3 years ago I was working on it. Three, four years ago. And I was working with another designer company, whatever, to do it. And we were going to kind of merge. So I was, you know, drawing these bathing suits out and was like conveying what I wanted and what I liked. And every time the samples would come, they weren't fitting me right. And I can buy a large top and a medium bottom in probably 99% of the suits in the world, and they always fit me correct. And they always
fit me right.
If they're
done right.
If they're done right.
Right.
Well, these were like not fitting my butt right. They were really bunched up at the top of my butt, basically. The cut was really strange. You know, if you're wearing a suit and it can make or break your whole look. Like if you have a suit that's just kind of cut very large in the front and very small in the back, I mean, there's just different ways to cut bathing suits. There's a million different ways and everybody has different body types. And so what's really cool about our website, you'll see, is we help you figure that out. But these cuts just were not working, period. And I was getting very frustrated because I've always been able to, like I said, to purchase, whether it's Asian Provocateur or it doesn't matter, Frankie's Bikini, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. They always fit correct. So Corey's like, just hang in there. Well, you know, you'll get it right. And I was just over the course of like a year of doing this back and forth. And, you know, because the suits were not being made here in Atlanta, we would have to ship them back and forth to California and then the edits would be made. And it was not working out. So I think the company that I was kind of working alongside could tell that I was getting a little bit frustrated. And so after
maybe they were too in the same breath of things, you know, like when you go back and forth, you get to a point where like, well, what else can we do per se? It's maybe not going to work.
Right. Well, I did the Housewives of Atlanta reunion. I was on Housewives that season that I was going through all this as well, doing the suits. And after the reunion, and the reunion was rough, painted me in a very bad light and a light that wasn't very accurate. And I think we briefly have talked about this in the past, but long story short, after that reunion, I had a million people texting me and just, this is crazy. And you know that we know this is not who you are, blah, blah, blah. Well, they text me this and they were like, oh, I'm so sorry they painted you in this light. This too shall pass. Hang in there. I said, thanks so much. It was a very strange text that I got from them. And hang in there, you know, talk soon or whatever. Never heard from them again.
Yeah.
And I was okay with that because I wasn't, it was a struggle. And I feel like if anything is really a struggle, not everything's going to come with ease, right? But if it just consistently continues to be a struggle, it's probably a sign that you shouldn't be doing it.
Right. One, when you say struggle, two, think of the word force. So if you're forcing something, right. And it can sometimes be very hard to decipher between the two, where you're struggling or you feel like you're forcing something, but you'll feel that little tug in your gut that's either saying, you know, keep pressing forward. You can figure it out. You can solve this problem. Or it's just kind of like, I got to solve this problem. I got to figure this out. Where it's like you're grinding against the grain. That's forcing it. And that's when it's not going to work. It's not going to be good when it works. It's not, right.
It wasn't cool. So, but what was mind blowing to me is that after the reunion, like something happened in their mind where they just didn't reach out to me again. And of course I wasn't forcing it. So
right.
I just moved on and I would ask her like, wow, I'm just so flabbergasted. Well, then I just decided about a year ago that, you know what? I really want to do swimsuits. I own a lot of swimsuits and I love buying swimsuits and
a lot is an understatement. Like we're busting at the seams with swimsuits.
I probably own 1,000 swimsuits. I'm not even kidding you guys. And they're all organized in Ziploc bags and they're all organized by color. And yeah, I have a laundry basket full of probably two laundry baskets full of bathing suits because they no longer fit in the drawer. But with that being said, I would notice certain things about certain fits and certain cuts and ones I loved and ones I didn't. And so I just decided to do it, to just go for it. So this could never happen without my amazing husband because I just have the vision of what I want the swimsuits to be. I, of course, get fabric shipped to me and choose the fabrics. I do all these things, but like, I don't think of UPC codes or, oh, you have to have a website or let's get all the social media handles or, I mean, it has been unbelievable. My husband has the ability to focus on one thing for several hours at a time. I have the ability to focus on one thing for several seconds at one time. That's about it. So we make a really good team because the website would never be, it's so amazing. It would never be what it is without Croy because they text every 5 minutes.
Right.
Our web designers. You like this? Can we fix this? We have to add this. Don't forget that. This has been going on for a very long time. My husband has put our heart and soul into Salty K. And I think you guys are going to be so blown away. My fabric is sustainable fabric. It's a fabric that, and people don't really quite understand how this works, and the website will tell you all about it. But basically, all the fishing nets and bottles that are pulled from the ocean, you guys know I love the ocean.
Behind, the waste.
The waste that people leave behind, right. Yeah. You know I love the ocean too, so I was motivated by this. So all the waste that's left behind, they basically chop up into chips.
A company takes all that stuff out of the ocean, right? And then they break it down, chop it up,
basically,
melt it down,
yep.
Put it through a process.
Yep. And bada bing, bada boom.
Right.
You have fabric. So it's our way of giving back as well. My fabric is an Italian luxury fabric. It's amazing. It's really important to me that I have high quality, high end fabrics that you will see. How amazing it is. We go up to extra large. So there's a size chart also on there. I will be doing larger sizes. I didn't realize the demand for plus size. I've gotten so many DMs about it. So I'll reach out to you guys and kind of get what that means or what you think. And should I do a bikini in the plus size? Should I just focus on one pieces? I just want to get your thoughts on that too. So we'll be talking about that over the course of the next couple months. But June 1st, I will be dropping 5 of my styles. So definitely
head over right now.
Head over.
SaltyKSwim.com. You can input your email and your phone number. There's a landing page right there. to not miss out.
Just put in your email.
Yeah.
Input.
Yeah, I guess. I'm thinking data because that's all I've thought about for months with this site. But anyways, put it in.
Anyways, you can, right for right now, there's not a site there. Just head over to saltykswim.com, put in your email, and then we'll notify you ahead of time of maybe, or
sneak,
you know, sneak peek and when we're going to launch. So, or the time, because I feel like this is going to go super fast. We've had such incredible articles written about it. And I did a big interview with People Magazine, a Zoom call with People Magazine for over an hour about it. This is my heart, soul, passion. I have so many more exciting things coming with Salty K over the next 6 months to 8 months. I've come up with something completely different. And I met a lady when Kaya was, or I didn't even meet her. I've actually never met her. I knew of a lady and started emailing her back, I don't even know how many years ago, when Kaya was a baby and I was buying swimsuits and all this stuff. And so I always loved fabric. Fabric's really important to me. The way it feels, the way it looks, the quality, how many, like, you can wash my suits a zillion times and you're going to have the same suit. How about these suits that you buy that just like literally fall apart, or you dry it in the sun and it just kind of disintegrates, like this threads are pulling out and stuff like that. I think you guys are going to be really pleased with the quality of my suits. But I met a lady who was an incredible suit designer. And I reached out to her recently and was like, hey, we've talked about doing this for a very long time. Hey, what do you think about this? And what do you think about that? So we're kind of working together on some fun stuff too that I'm really excited about. This is my passion. It's mind-blowing to me to watch the followers go up on the Instagram. It's mind-blowing to watch my husband say, hey, what do you think of this, when I walk into the office and it's like the website for Salty K. That's amazing. With Corona, there were some things that weren't possible that were planned, photo shoots and that sort of thing. And then it ended up working out perfectly. This has been so incredible for me, and my girls and their input, and just Brielle and Ariana, by the way, are the ones that blew the whole cover on this, because Brielle, our suits came in, right? We get a suit in every size, Brielle, myself. And so Brielle's like freaking out over this one print that she wasn't sure she was going to like in a picture. And I was like, trust me, Brielle. And now it's her favorite, by the way. It's both of their favorites. Mm-hmm. Mind blowing. Cause they're like, I don't think so, Mom. So anyway, Brielle posts a picture in it. And I'm like, Brielle, what are you doing? She's like, what do you mean? I love it. I'm like, Brielle, nobody even knows what Salty K is. Instantly, that was it. And then Ariana's like, well, can I post one? And I'm like, I guess. Like, I can't say no now. And then I was like, well, fuck it. I'm going to post one. So you guys, I have a bunch of different designs coming out at different times. So if you saw a suit and it doesn't drop June 1st, you'll see it soon. Let's talk about Hammett. I am obsessed with their handbags, you guys. They make the perfect handbag that embodies both fashion and functionality. They search for the world's softest leather and most durable hardware, combining them to create fresh designs that make everyday life a little bit easier and a whole lot more polished. Every bag and wallet is crafted with intention. From reversibility to removable straps and cell phone pockets, they design every detail with surprise and delight. And they don't just stop at incredible designs and high-quality material. They do everything possible to put the customer first, especially with a lifetime promise that ensures your zippers and straps will stay dependable forever, you guys. Their designer isn't even 30, and she's already won a Design Excellence Award for these bags, a huge hit with the influencers and reality stars on Instagram, a style for every taste and purpose, whether you want a work tote or a mini crossbody for errands. Product is available at Hammett.com. Chat their team and mention you heard about Hammett on our podcast, and they'll include a complimentary gift with your order. And let me tell you, they give incredible gifts like a leather card holders and pouches that you'll actually use every single day. You guys, head over to Hammett.com. That's Hammett.com. So anyways, that's kind of what happened. And then from Fox News to Page Six to People Magazine, it's just been so positive and so fun. And so anyways, I'm excited. And
Stay tuned.
Babe, for all your help.
My gosh.
I don't think people realize what starting from, like, just your warehouse, who's shipping them. I even did custom bags to ship my shit in. That's how fussy I am. My labels are from
recycled material.
Recycled material.
Yeah, recycled paper.
Recycled paper. My tags are even so.
The little insert is recycled paper.
All the, yeah, everything that we did. So this is really, really awesome. My designs are my designs, drawn out on a sketch of a model. And you're not going to get, you know, my bathing suits anywhere else. I know a few of my friends who do bathing suits as well have had their designs stolen and copied and made, you know, they claim it's this, yeah, this, and this. It's
a,
just,
it's a weekly basis, you know, yeah, these,
but nobody even knows what my suits actually fully look like. So that's a blessing right now, but I'm these sure big, in the future.
Yeah. These big e-commerce sites, not to name them, but you can research them and find them. What they'll do is they'll find what drops new, and then they call their manufacturer or whoever they,
oh, there's a few of
whoever
them
they can do that manufactures 10,000 units of things, and they say, here's what we want, and
somebody
knock it off.
Somebody actually had a picture of me in a bathing suit and said my bathing suit came from this cheap website. It's not even my bathing suit. Right. I didn't even design it. Right. It's not mine. And a friend of mine made it. And it's definitely not what you're getting on these cheap sites. Right. But
I mean, there's a documentary on Netflix. I can't think of what it is, but it's a full documentary. It's like 2.5 hours long that talks about, or maybe it's even episodes. Tons of episodes that covers the counterfeit industry of e-commerce. And
I didn't think suits were a problem until I talked to some of my friends.
Right,
yeah.
Cosmetics to purses to, right. I mean, Louis Vuitton and Chanel, they're knocked off every day, and it's terrible. And they ship them in thousands of boxes every day, and customs tries to catch them. And it's just, it's a massive, massive problem, you know, but.
Anyways, mine are one of a kind. And yeah, so I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Anyhow, you guys, Ariana graduated. I cried my eyes out yesterday. Her graduation was on Zoom.
She should have officially walked across the stage yesterday.
Right.
Had they been doing that.
And it was a Zoom thing anyway. So,
which was nice. It was put together well.
It was put together very well. Shout out to Cambridge High School. Mm-hmm. You did a wonderful job with the Zoom and all that stuff. So we listened to the students talk, and Ariana didn't want to do the whole drive through the school and get her diploma thing. She wasn't into it. She went up to the lake instead with Brielle and Zach last weekend. And so after watching some of these kids get their diplomas and how great Cambridge made it for them, I was like, why didn't you do it? She's like, I didn't want to. I'm like, okay. And so they start, okay, you guys, we're going to be calling out everybody's names and, you know, whatever. So obviously we're going through the A's. So I'm getting ready to do the B's, and I'm filming it. First of all, Corey and I started screen recording as soon as this started so that I could have this forever. I'm hoping Cambridge actually put this on a DVD and you can purchase it, the whole thing, because I think that would be great just to have in the future. But about 20 minutes into screen recording, Corey's like, there's no volume on screen record. Yeah. I'm like, are you kidding me? So that was stupid. But anyways, so we get to the B's or whatever, and before they even get to Ariana, I'm crying. I'm like, processing. Oh my God. I think between Mother's Day and my birthday and Salty K, and it's not really hit me that my baby is graduating high school. So I'm crying and crying, and Croy's like, I almost punched Croy. No, I'm just kidding. He's like, are you happy or sad? I'm like, I'm sad. What the fuck? Like, I'm so sad. And he's like, well, why? I'm like, because she's my baby. She'll always be my baby. And this is a huge milestone for us and her, and
that's happy. That's not sad.
Well, first of all, I did a thing on my Instagram and was like, do you guys think I'm nuts? And I don't even know how many DMs from moms that are like, I'm right there with you. My kid's 2 years old and I dread this moment. So I said, I'm a mom. You just don't understand. That's what my excuse was, or my, you know, thing was to Croy. So, and I'm really, really proud of Ariana. Ariana has filmed her entire 12 years of school, from Housewives to Don't Be Tardy to doing them both at the same time, also maintaining pretty much straight A's, a couple B's here and there. She's been the best daughter, the greatest sister. Just, she has a heart of gold. She's just so giving with her time, and one of her faults, but one of her, but she's a people pleaser. So she'll give too much of herself to everybody else and not enough to herself, but she's working on that. But it's a lot. I don't even know how we got here, you know, like, and how quick it went, because I remember sitting there in the hospital room. It was just me and her the night I had her. And I was looking at her like, okay, kiddo, it's me and you. We're going to do this. And now here we are 18 years later. I don't even know where the time went. And I didn't know how the hell I was going to get where I'm at. So I think it's a really cool story, you know, and I'll have Ariana on at one point to talk about it just from back in the day to kind of today. But I'm sad. I'm happy for her. I'm happy for her to go on in her life and, you know, have her dream job and get married and have all these things it's amazing. Like, it's very, very exciting for me. But I'm also, the thought of her moving out and not being here every day and me being worried about her every second, and, you know, it's just, my stomach hurts over it. And so I was really, really upset. I texted one of my kids' teachers in the past, and she has a senior graduating that Ariana's friends with, and I was like, how are you holding up? She's like, I was a fucking mess all week. Driving through the school, I was a mess, crying. I'm okay today. I'm not, but all his friends keep saying is like, your mom keeps crying. So I know I'm not crazy. So then yesterday I go up in Ariana's room and I wake her up and I'm crying, and she's like, mom, don't do this. I don't want to start crying. And so we have a nice little chat or whatever. And she's like, all right, I'm going to go back to bed. I'm in my office. Brielle comes in and she's like, so heard you were in Ariana's room this morning crying. Why? And I'm like, Brielle, I am so sad. She's like, for what? That's weird. I said, well, maybe you and Croy should go move out and get an apartment together, you wackos, because you are heartless and so is he. And she's like, what do you mean? I said, Brielle, I'm so sad. Like, I'm so, so sad. And she's like, mom, that's weird. And I said, when you're a mom, come talk to me when your kid graduates. We'll have a conversation. And I said, Croy said the same thing. She's like, yeah, you should be so happy. These should be happy tears. It's not. They are. It's a catch-22 for me. I want her to stay with me forever. I don't ever and would never hold her back. It's just a huge moment for, I think, a parent. And there's, and I always say this, that there's not a handbook that says, here's your baby, here's 18 years and what you're going to do. And then when they graduate high school, they're going off to college and they're leaving you. So sayonara, and you'll see them around the holidays and you'll talk to them on the phone every day. And you FaceTime now, thank God, but they're out on their own. That's huge. And I think, I don't know. I know some moms couldn't wait to see their fucking kids get out of the house. My parents were like, get out, have fun, see you later. I don't know. I don't feel that way. Mike, I don't know. And I don't even feel bad about how I feel, because it didn't really hit me until yesterday. I don't know that I'll ever cry happy tears as far as like happy that Ariana graduated high school. So happy that she's going on to college. I'm incredibly proud of her. So a part of my tears are how proud of her I am and how she has always given school 100%. And, you know, we're changing things around with her college due to Corona and things like that. So things are kind of up in the air at the moment. But, I mean, I just love her so much. I just want all my kids to just live with me forever. And the time just is flying by. KJ is going to be 9 years old, you guys, the end of this month. 9. Corey and I have been married for 9 years this year. Mm-hmm. Like, insane.
Yeah. Look. I don't think you're crazy.
Even talk about the book Croy got me for our anniversary.
I'm not even saying that I don't understand and feel some of the same things you do. I just was asking really a question. Were they happy at the moment or were they sad at the moment? You're gonna hit different moments throughout the process where you are happy for them, like you said, but then you're sad because you think about what you're going to miss with them.
I'm sad for me. I'm sad for me.
Yeah. You're not going to spend every day with her and go through milestones with her. Some of those she's going to go on her own, and she's going to have to share them back with you.
Thanks for making it worse.
Well, yeah, you know,
no,
like,
I get
but
it.
But it's just, yeah. I mean, it's the circle of life. I guess maybe where you're.
I worry about her the second they leave to drive to the grocery store or like my stomach, you know, I just worry and she's so sweet and so nice. And so I worry too, like the crazy fuckers in the world and just Corona and, you know, all these other things. Like our life is a little bit different now.
Right. You can't protect them per se, but I think maybe what would help or what you could do differently is maybe prepare differently, like if instead of kind of like avoiding the fact, like, you know, it's coming, right? You've known it's been coming for the last 4 years. You've kind of been thinking about it and talking about it like, I can't, you know, I'm just not. But if you don't deal with it and you don't maybe address it and understand that, like, hey, well, I got to kind of start to let her go. I got to maybe
I'll never experience
kind of the pulling away while she's still living here, you know, where It's hard to do, right? Like
it's not happening.
Yeah,
it's not happening.
Well, but it might help make a transition.
I'm the kind of person
easier.
That tries not to deal with anything until I have to.
Right, which makes the transition very hard. It's like a Band-Aid. It's gone.
Croy
versus like just slowly kind of changing things.
I don't have the mind frame to slowly fucking change things. It's like it's just not going to happen. Like she'll be out of the house, and I'll probably be on her fucking couch in her apartment. What? Like,
good luck to all those kinks in your neck.
Anyways. I love you, Ariana. I'm so proud of you. We are so proud of you.
Fantastic fucking job.
Yeah, unbelievable. So her graduation gift is coming. We'll talk about that in the future. Corey and I have different views
on that. Kim's birthday presents was not able to be delivered because of Corona. It's like, I'm over this Corona shit.
Oh, Corey got me a treadmill. You guys know I run. And I've been running on the same treadmill for 15 years. That I got 15 years ago. And it's amazing. It's an amazing treadmill. But my body takes a beating. I think now they have better, you know.
It's starting to break down. Yeah.
Croy got me the Peloton treadmill. But they can't deliver it.
Sure can't.
So who knows when that will be here. But anyways. Also, Croy, for our 10-year anniversary of the day that we met, made me this really, really cute book. Now, what are the fucking odds that our printer is not printing off in color during this time, but actually it's really probably better and it looks really cool because it's black and white, right?
Right.
Like, I guess that's how you would describe it. Yeah. So I'm sure you guys know the infamous picture of the second Corey and I met, basically. I think it's of us actually shaking hands, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And I think
we had cameras right there that followed us.
Yeah, I think you can tell right then and there, like, Croy has the biggest smile I've ever seen in my life, which is actually Cash's smile now. That's so funny. I can see Cash in your face. And so from then on, every year around that same time, you had somebody draw the picture.
Right.
And then
I had an artist give like a kind of like a cartoonish, like a caricature a little bit,
yeah.
but not quite like a caricature. It was more of a true recreation of the picture, but it had some like animated features to it per se.
Yeah, it was really cool.
I had pictures pulled from that time of year, and then I had the artist recreate those pictures in their own drawing.
He was so excited to give me. It was really, really cute. Of course, yeah. I cried. Really nuts what's gone on in 10 years. I mean, we've had 4 children. We've done 8 seasons of our own show. From Housewives to the Falcons to moving 3 different times to building this house to Cashmere to Cab to Salty K. I mean, we've accomplished a lot. It's been a pretty impressive decade. So very, very thankful. Very thoughtful and cool gift.
It was fun.
Yeah, it was cute. It's really cute. Okay, you guys, we're going to jump on to a letter from a email, I should say, not a letter, an email from Colleen. This is Colleen from Dallas. Big fan and supporter of your family and podcast. I love what you do. I was hoping to share a story and get some advice on a situation that I bet lots of listeners can unfortunately relate to, being ghosted. I'll give you the story below. I'm 27. One of my very good friends and prior college roommate has essentially dropped me as a friend and has ghosted me with no explanation as to why. The last time we spoke was before her wedding, which I was not able to attend because my cousin's wedding was on the same day. I, however, attended the bachelorette party and wedding shower. They were both on the East Coast, and I was very happy to go, but an investment of time and money. This is the only thing I can think of would cause the problem. I was going to go to her welcome drinks the night before, but family circumstances changed. We had a death and a horrible divorce in our family. Additionally, my sister lives in Europe, and my time with her is extremely limited. I wanted to get as much time with her as I can. I ended up not going and spending the time with my family. Please note her event was a night before with no formal RSVP required. I've reached out after the wedding, congratulating her and sent her a very generous gift. Every single outreach has been ignored, flat out ignored since then. I've reached out and told her I couldn't help but feel like something was off and we would love to chat about how she feels only to be ignored. Do you think I should take any additional steps to remedy this friendship? If not, how do you recommend I move forward in a positive and constructive way? I acknowledge that this is my own point of view and there's another side to this story, but it's not being provided to me. Whether we like it or not, ghosting has become a common thing. I think other listeners can relate to how I feel. Again, love you guys and appreciate all you do. So I was in a situation with my own wedding with my best friend, Jen. I asked her to be my maid of honor. That was like a given and a stand. And like, that was a definite. There was no questions. That was the way
it
was going to be.
Excited and happy.
She was excited and happy and accepted. And then she kind of like flaked out. She didn't show up for things and fittings and
Progressively got a little bit worse throughout the process.
Right. Wasn't really, you know, attending anything or helping me with anything with the wedding. We planned our wedding in 8 weeks. So at the bachelor bachelorette party that we did together, she came and I was like really upset, but I was so upset that I couldn't really even talk to her. So Corey said to her, you know, Kim's really upset with, you know, kind of how you've disappeared basically and blah, blah, blah. Long story short, Jen and I end up having a conversation and she said, listen, like, I don't want to be in front of the camera. I just can't do it. It's physically made me ill.
Right.
I didn't know how to say this to you because I would love to be your maid of honor. You're my best friend. We've been through, you know, hell and back together for the previous 10 years. And we've traveled the world together and we have a really good friendship. We're complete opposites, which is so funny. She lived with me and helped me with the girls when I was a single parent. I mean, I could go on and on. So she's like, I just didn't know how to tell you. And so it was really emotional. And I was so thankful that she told me that. And my hairdresser, Nikki, stepped up in place of Jen. But Jen didn't want to hurt my feelings and, you know, that kind of thing. But I was really, really upset. My point is I probably would have stayed upset with Jen had she not just come out and said, listen, like the thought of walking in front of 300 people or whatever, 200 people at your wedding with all these cameras, I can't do it. Jen right. has always been behind the scenes. She went to, you know, Ellen with me, or she'll go here with me and she'll go there. She traveled all over with me to all these show appearances and stuff that we did. And she was always behind the scenes. And I never really thought about it because I would walk out on stage and do Don't Be Tardy and Jen would be behind the stage. And so when she said to me, Kim, I've always stayed behind the scenes and that's kind of how I want to stay. And I was like, you know, so anyways.
Well, a great way to relate that though, I think is whereas you and Jen don't necessarily sometimes communicate or would not have communicated right. with each other. And it sounds like you're quite the communicator. You're trying to communicate, right. whether you're trying to explain your side and she's not necessarily open. That could be one because she just maybe isn't good with confrontation. Maybe she's a little bit afraid of confrontation, doesn't want to have that and isn't a very good communicator. So the only thing maybe that I would say you could do additional and give it like one last shot would be to maybe reach out to a close friend of hers if you have that, or maybe her brother
ask
or her sister.
Did I do something that,
and try to communicate right. through them and have kind of a mediator between you guys, like where I was the mediator between you
right.
and Jen,
that's where I was
which
going with
got
that. Yep.
you connected, and then you two were able to figure it out. You know, where so as long as maybe the sister, friend, brother can relate that, hey, she's genuinely trying to correct it and apologize or whatever or make it right. That might be enough of a push to get the friendship back onto a good place or a good page.
Right.
But if not, I
think you've reached out enough. I think you've tried to convey mm-hmm. it, and you can't force somebody to respond or to give you an answer. And oftentimes when you let something go, it'll come back to you in a different way. So I would like, I recommend maybe reaching out to somebody that knows her as well, that's very close to her, that could give you the information as to why she's so upset with you. I'm sure they know. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, let it go, send her lots of love, read The Game of Life and How to Play It,
yep.
and move on from yep. there.
Just keep sending her well wishes.
Just keep sending her well wishes.
Yeah, don't harbor any bad things because that's only going to make your life bad, not hers. You know, mm-hmm. if you hold a grudge or get angry about it, just say,
and the weddings and the family and the friends and dates coinciding and all that, I totally right. get that. Brielle and Zach have a wedding. Two of their friends are getting married, one on a Friday, one on a Saturday. States and states apart. It's hilarious. So they're like, how are we going to do this? But they're going to figure it out. But yeah, it happens. I mean, I think it's totally understandable. So yeah, that's what I recommend. I recommend sending her love, reading The Game of Life and How to Play It. It talks about friendships and love, and you could use a lot of those examples and apply them to your own everyday life. Sending you lots of love, and keep us updated, Colleen. I'm interested to see and hear kind of how that pans out. Okay, you guys, our positive segment is
keeping it positive.
Enjoy, people. It's our positive segment.
Turn that frown upside down.
What a lot of people have been asking for on my Instagram is marriage tips and tricks, and I printed this off the internet. It's basically, you know, 23 ways to have a better marriage, and so I figured I would just read these to you guys, and maybe you can apply them to your own life. I feel like some people are going a little crazy with the quarantine. So this hopefully will help. So number one, choose to love each other even in those moments when you struggle to like each other. Love is a commitment, not a feeling. Two, always answer the phone when your husband or wife is calling. When possible, try to keep your phone off when you're together with your spouse. Three, make time together a priority. Budget for a consistent date night. Time is the currency of relationships, so consistently invest time into your marriage. Four, surround yourself with friends who will strengthen your marriage. Remove yourself from people who may tempt you to compromise your character. That's a big one, right? If you go out with your buddies all the time, they're single, and then
right,
you know, I think
bad
that's
influences,
a,
yeah. Or you know, yeah,
don't I mean, respect marriage mm-hmm. and that sort of thing. Five, make laughter the soundtrack of your marriage. Share moments of joy, even in hard times. Find reasons to laugh. Six, in every argument, remember that there won't be a quote-unquote winner and a quote-unquote loser. You're partners in everything, so either win together or lose together, work together to find a solution.
Right. And I think, too...
I'm always the winner.
Well, that's a big one. Goofball. That's a big one, because if you're constantly competing with your spouse and you want them to be a quote-unquote loser, in your mind, you're thinking... They have to be a loser, right? Like I have to win, they have to lose, and so this whole thought process of in a fight that I have to be right or and they have to it's loss, it's losing, it's you're losing feelings, you're losing respect, you're, mm-hmm. so don't get into the lost part. Just you got to find a common ground.
Seven, realize that a strong marriage rarely has two strong people at the same time. It's usually a husband and wife taking turns being strong for each other in moments when the others feel weak. Eight, prioritize what happens in the bedroom. It takes more than sex to build a strong marriage, but it's nearly impossible to build a strong marriage without it. Nine, remember that marriage isn't 50-50. Divorce is 50-50. Marriage has to be 100%, 100%. It's not splitting everything in half, but both partners giving everything they've got. 10, give your best to each other, not your leftovers, after you've given your best to everyone else. That's a big one. At work, giving everybody your best, your employers, your friends, and then you have nothing left for your husband or your wife.
Right.
11, learn from other people, but don't feel the need to compare your life or your marriage to anyone else's. God's plan for your life is masterfully unique. 12, don't put your marriage on hold while you're raising your kids or you'll end up with an empty nest in an empty marriage. A big one. Just when the kids are 18, I think people plan to divorce at that point or realize like, oh, we have nothing left here. Where the hell have you been for 10 years?
Who are you?
13, never keep secrets from each other. Secrecy is the enemy of intimacy. 14, never lie to each other. Lies break trust, and trust is the foundation of a strong marriage. 15, when you've made a mistake, admit it and humbly seek forgiveness. You should be quick to say, I'm sorry, I was wrong, please forgive me. 16, when your husband or wife breaks your trust, give them your forgiveness instantly. This will promote healing and create the opportunity for trust to be rebuilt. You should be quick to say, I love you, I forgive you, let's move forward.
Yeah, I mean, I genuinely think those last two, three that you just read are a major thing, because a lot of times we go from this euphoric stage, right, where we're dating and then you get into the engagement and then you're into the marriage and the first year and it's all new, it's all fresh, it's all euphoric, and then things kind of, you know, you start to settle in, you may find something that you didn't really know, like they irritate you, the way they brush their teeth or whatever, and so then things kind of not necessarily start to build, but it just you genuinely expose who you are at every level to that person, which you should.
Nobody's perfect. Right. I get it. Right. No,
nobody
I get it.
Is
right.
Perfect. We are all human. We make mistakes.
But when they break your trust, which is right. the foundation of any marriage, to look at somebody instantly and say, I love you, I forgive you, it'd be a cold fucking day in hell over here.
How big of a person are you if you can do that? And you might be stupid. Well, you know, there comes a point where it's like,
if you're breaking the trust. Now, right. If your husband maybe called you a name or he fucking ruined your favorite shirt but breaking the trust, I don't know. That's a tough one. So,
right. So you break the trust and it may be the biggest trust breaker for you. It could be infidelity. It could be
that's about
financial
the biggest.
Something. It could be whatever, you know, like it could be the biggest one ever. And if you can look at that person and they say, hey, look, I made a mistake. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. And you say, okay, I forgive you. Let's try to move forward. Let's move forward.
I would be lying if I said that.
Then they go and do it again. And then they go and do it again. And you have to keep, like, at that point, you've got to be like, yo, I'm out. You know, like, you mm-hmm. can't. This ain't working.
Anyways, tread lightly, right. Ladies and gentlemen, with the number 16. When your husband or wife breaks your trust, give them your forgiveness instantly. Anyways, 17, be patient with each other. Your spouse is always more important than your schedule. 18, model the kind of marriage that will make your sons want to grow up to be good husbands and your daughters want to grow up to be good wives. 19, be your spouse's biggest encourager, not his or her biggest critic. Be the one who wipes away their tears, not the one who causes them. 20, never talk badly about your spouse to other people or vent about them online. Protect your spouse at all times and in all places. This is a big one.
Yeah.
Ladies, mm-hmm. ladies,
gossiping to your friends a lot. Yep. You know, he's so stupid last night. Like, no, you can't do that. You're opening the door for people to put
slam
bad
the shit
thoughts
out of your marriage.
Yep, and put
bad thoughts in your head. Mm-hmm. Yep. 21, always wear your wedding ring. It reminds you that you're always connected to your spouse and will remind the rest of the world that you are off limits as well. 22, when you have to choose between saying nothing or saying something mean to your spouse, say nothing every time.
That can be hard too. That can be hard to hold your tongue, especially if you got a quick temper or a short fuse.
Referring to me?
No, I'm just saying in general.
I'm just kidding. I do have a quick temper.
Yeah, like where you can go from 0 to 100 quick. Yeah. You gotta. Yep.
Hence me hysterically crying before Ariana's picture yesterday, but I was fine before for 20 minutes. Anyways, 23, never consider divorce as an option. Remember that a quote unquote perfect marriage is just two imperfect people who refuse to give up on each other. Hopefully these will help you guys kind of maybe help your marriage during this quarantine, or just remind you of the foundation of your marriage, or why you chose that person in the first place, or why they chose you. Because a lot of people are struggling during this quarantine. They are quite mind blowing.
I haven't read that.
Yeah, no, I have a lot of DMs about it and thoughts on marriage and all that good stuff. And then I got a question that somebody keeps saying from my Instagram, several people that I didn't answer the question about how you and I have relations with our kids in our room. We have a big house. Yeah. We can go anywhere. Yeah. So at any place, at any time, not a big deal. I mean, so you got to make time, find time, and a location, especially when your kids sleep in your room. So anyways, you guys, thanks so much for tuning into this episode of House of Kim. We will be back next week.
Enjoy your weekend and stay happy.
Your weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, this coming weekend, I guess.
Enjoy your weekend.
It's only Tuesday.
Well, I mean, it's hump day. It's Wednesday.
Hump
day, yeah.
Wednesday. Okay, enjoy your weekend.
Early weekend,
I feel like we're on a constant weekend since quarantine, so.
People have lost track of days.
I don't even know what day it is, obviously. So, all right, you guys, take care.
Stay happy.
Thanks for listening to House of Kim with Kim Zolciak-Bierman. Catch new episodes every Wednesday exclusively on PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. If you love the show, don't forget to leave a rating and review.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.